We are on Wednesday night. We are Parashat Ekev. Hodu Lashem ki tov ki lelom chazdo. B'shem el chayit naseh v'natzliach. V'ashem alenu barachama v'yarviach. I want to thank Hashem for letting us broadcast again. I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to thank Mr. Sigal that opening his facility here for us to weekly Parsha class. And his wife and his children. והיה עקב תשמעו את המשפטים האלה ושמרתם ועשיתם אותם. עקב is very very complicated parsha, and if we look in on the word עקב, עקב could be either עקב, that's it's a hill, it's a cave, the mitzvot that Adam dash ba'akevav, the mitzvot that the person leave behind him. Or it could be Beka. Beka is the same letters of Ekev, you just change the way you write the three letters and it's a Beka. Beka, it's a dent. Or it could be...
What, a dent?
A
dent.
When you take, it's also a weight. But if you take a Beka, something curved in, they call Beka.
Beka like a valley too?
Exactly. So, it could be Beka, but it could be also Keva, permanent. That means when a person leave a mitzvah behind, he is leave it permanently. And not only that, he makes a dent in his own universe. That means when we need to look at the mitzvot, we need to know that every mitzvah that we do, every person is like a king. God send you everything that you need every day. Every second. You sit on a chair and you say, this I want, this I don't. This I want, this I don't. And end of the day, you look what you have in your basket, problem. We just choose problem. We don't like what we have. And we say, what is that? God have a very good sense of humor. He cover a lot of schmutz with chocolate. And we need to be careful what you're choosing. That's the reason we have a Torah. The Torah come to light our eyes. That the eyes that we make, that whatever we make, is what we're going to get later after. That's what we're going to stay with. Most of the people are very much demanding to what is belong to them. The reality that nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Hashem. We just utilize what He gave us. And we say it in Shabbos in Nishmat Kol Chai, even our mouth is like the wave of the ocean. And our wings is like the eagle of the sky. We are not be able to thanks to Hashem from thousand of 10,000 of the good things that He does for us every hour that we don't even know about it. So what do we have to complain? What is a person have a right to complain? We just had the parasha of Vayitchanan. Moshe Rabbeinu begging to Hashem to get into the land of Israel 515 times. He never demand anything. That he deserve anything. He just keeping praising God on everything that He did for him. And Moshe Rabbeinu, is somebody more than Moshe Rabbeinu they did for the Jewish nation? Nobody. And if he cannot demand anything, who are we can we ask for anything? Instead of that, we just need to keep thanks Hashem and praise Him. for all the good that he does for us every second. Forget about that Hashem. What about the people around us? Each one of them is a messenger of God. Each person is a messenger of God. How can we show gratitude to them? How can we have enough thank you to them? To our wife, our children, our neighbor, the people in your minyan. Every morning they say, stand for you, 10 people in the minyan, your rabbi in the shul, your own rabbi. How can we say thank you enough? Just for being there for us. So he's saying here, Vaya Ekev Tishmeun. To listen is the greatest mitzvah in the universe. Just to listen. They say every day a voice of heaven coming from Mount Sinai. And he said, Shuvu Banim Shovavim, come back, my children. They say, nobody here. Nobody here. Do you hear? You? Nobody. Why the voice keep coming out every day?
Or if you do hear it?
Why the voice keep coming every day? Nobody here. So they're telling you, you do not hear, but your neshama here. Mm-hmm. Your neshama here, that means the neshama know. When a person have a hirhu tshuva, a thought of tshuva, a thought of tshuva for 1 second. Every time that the person make a sin or make a mitzvah, he get an instant message to his brain. Today we can understand that. Right away a text message. In 30 seconds you are about to do a sin. In 30 seconds you are about to do a sin. In 29 seconds you are about to do a sin. In 28 seconds you just did a sin. What does it mean, Yehu Tshuva? In the moment that this coming into our mind, we have a choice to grab the moment. And if a person grab the moment and he's doing 180 degree back and he's going back where he came from, and he is not precede, he is not overwrite this moment, he'll be able to earn his universe back. And that's what's the voice that coming from Mount Sinai every day. And to say, come back, my children. He said, just try to listen to the voices that you get. God send you messages to the people, to the book, to the environment. Listen to the universe. The universe around us is a life universe. How much the people willing to listen? Vaya ekev tishmeun, if you're going to listen. The Jewish people said, the children of Yaakov, before he passed away, he's sitting on his bed. He want to reveal the end of time. God did not let him. The children come together and they say, Shema Israel. Listen to our father, Israel. He's sitting in the gate of Me'arat HaMachpelah. He said, we are all 10 kids of yours. We are all as one. We have a unity among us. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We have no dispute about us. We see Hashem in every one of us. We see God in the universe. We have only one God. We don't have any other agenda. When 10 people get in together, nothing can stop them. We saw that by the Meraglim. If we have one attention, one agenda, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we have a unity among us, nothing can stop us. Yaakov, before he died, he said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Lo'olam Va'ed. Thank Hashem forever that He sustained Himself, that He sustained us. That means, when they say, Vaya Ekev Tishmeun, if you're going to listen, just be willing to listen. Don't understand, don't filter, don't think. Most of the people, why, how, where, when, who, Don't think. Just listen. Be willing to accept. When God sending Moshe Rabbeinu to Am Yisrael, He said, Behem lo yishmeu li. They are not going to listen to me. מקוצר רוח ועבודה קשה. From impatient and from hard work. Why? They're busy. The agenda is completely different. They are not about the agenda of Hashem. They are not about the agenda of the Torah. So he said, ויעקב תשמעו את המשפטים. If you're going to be willing to listen to the laws, ושמרתם ועשיתם אותם, you're going to follow them. ושמר השם אלוקיך לך את הברית ואת החסד של השם ישבל אבותיך. God will keep the covenant that he promised to our fathers. We have a brit with Hashem. We have a covenant with God. What is the covenant? We just went through that in Parashat Vayetchanan. Shabbos, Tefillin, and circumcision. והחוט המשולש לא במהרה ינתק. The triangle cannot be loose, easy. When a person have three legs to the chair, they call us Am Segula, the chosen one. What is the chosen? The triangle. We sustain our Torah, our life on a triangle. When a person keep Shabbos, when a person keep put feeling every day, when a person keep in circumcision, that he keep his house pure, his body pure, nothing can defeat him. That's what they call Am Segula. Yes, we are limited people. The Torah limited us with so many decrees. We have 365 mitzvot of not doing. We already with deficit. We have only 248 mitzvot of doing. God give us a chance to climb up. He give us a chance to this neshama. We'll be able to generate. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadu Bokhu lezakot at Israel. God wanted to make us worthy. He gave us a lot of Torah, a lot of mitzvot. Every time that the person needs to do something, he needs to find the Torah behind it or the mitzvah behind it. And if it's not Torah and mitzvah behind it, he better going to sit and do nothing. A person needs to put in the front of his eyes godliness all the time. Either by the people or either by whatever. You need to find the zivug between God and this universe. Some people put the menorah in the front of the face all day. Some people put the Yud Kevavke. Some people put a Star of David. Some people put anything. As long as they know that they need to do Kiddush Hashem. Because if it's not Kiddush Hashem, it's God forbid the opposite. And if we are not following the law of Hashem and keeping them, we basically break the covenant between us and Hashem. God promised us that if you're going to do that, ושמר השם אלוקיך לך את הברית ואת החסד עד שיש בעל אבותיך. It's all chesed. It's all gift. God give us a big gift. Why? He make a deal with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we enjoy from that, from the benefits. It's like a father having a state. He put a lot of money there, and the children, the grandchildren, the grandchildren just get in checks every month. He says, as long as you keep these three mitzvot, the covenant that I have with you, follow my rules, you're going to keep getting the benefits. Not because that you are so good, and not because the Gentile Arbe are very bad. What is that exactly? Are we inherited something as a gift? Are we supposed to sustain? We have an obligation. If we look in our father, Avram, Isaac, and Jacob, Avram Avinu put a chesed. He put the foundation. Yitzchak took and he added another floor to the building. He put the Gvura. Yaakov came and he had another floor to the building. He put Tiferet. The Tiferet is the royalty in the universe. It's the balance between left and right. And right and left. We need a golden path. The golden highway with Hashem to be able to keep this Torah in order. Our life in order. And if not, the Torah continue. Now we're looking, Va'avchau berachav irbechau berach pri bidnecha. It's all this quality that's going to come to us. He's going to love us, he's going to bless us, he's going to give us so much wealth, the children, the vineyard, all this wealth. We didn't know that we need to do a mitzvot for that. I don't think that we need to do a mitzvot for that. God promised us that everything, if we are going by the Torah, it's all flourishing, it's all going up, and it's all going to come to us. And you're going to get the blessing and all these things that are going to come to us, but this is nothing to do with the Torah. This is to do by keeping the path of our Father. It's nothing to do with the Torah. The Torah for us is what? What is the Torah here?
But the Torah is the same thing as the path of the fathers.
So what is the Torah? The Torah is to shine our... Like you're going in a plane. They're telling you, if God forbid there's an emergency in the plane, a special light.
Manual.
A special light going to turn on in the plane so you're going to be able to walk in a narrow path for the right exit. Hashem give us a path to be able to rise up from this universe. That we are not going to fall to physicality of this universe. We say in Tehillim, this universe is the universe on stone and steel. Mashlich karcho chafitim mul karato mi amod. He brings the universe as a coldness like an ice. Who is going to be able to survive in this universe? Who want to bring children to this universe? Who want to live in this universe? Meshiv rucho izalumayim. He brings the spirituality. This universe start to be melt like a water. You can start to shape it. You can drink it. You can do something with that. Magid devarav liYaakov, he said it to the Jewish lady, Chukav u'mishpatav liYisrael, he said a law to the men too. That is all laws and decrees. If we want to be able to survive in this universe, and to be able to rise and to do our job the way we're supposed to, we need to walk in a narrow path. We need to know that that's the golden path for to be able to get. Al derech hamelech nelech. We're going to go on the king's highway. We are not going to go left and right. Why? Because as soon as all the universe look up to us, and we're supposed to be light to the nation, we have an obligation. And if we do not sustain this obligation, we basically are not doing our job. By sustaining your position in life, yes, all this good is going to come to you. What does it mean that all this good is going to come to you? It's not because that you are so good. You inherited it. That's the reason they said the tribe of Levi. Because their grandfather, when Moshe Rabbeinu mil Hashem Elai, who is to God come to me? Their grandfather jumped and said, we are here. They inherited a royalty for eternity. Kohanim em Leviim. With this royalty come a lot of obligation. It's nishta simple. For to be able to sustain this royalty, you need to know that as high as your royalty is more bondage you are tied into.
There was nothing unique about Levi before that golden calf thing?
Is,
they were just like a regular Shevet before that?
The tribe of Levi, when Yaakov gave the blessing to Shimon and Levi, if somebody hear the blessing, it looked like it's not a blessing. It looked like basically, I don't want anything to do with them. These two brothers together, this is our dynamite. This can destroy anything in the universe. Shimon said, I take it. I like it like this.
Okay.
Levi said, you know, I don't think that that's where I want to be. They sat and they learned Torah. He sat and he learned Torah. And they become to be the high priest on Egypt. That they were sitting and learning before the slavery start. From the time of Yosef. They sat and he said, he's going to sit and learn. He's going to change his destiny in life. He's going to take and he's going to give all his strength that his father told him. What did he say? He said, reveal a certain strength that he has. The strength that he have, it either could be using for good or either for bad. He decided to take the strength that could be used for bad, and he said, I'm going to use it for good. And he sat and learned. And they kept learning through the slavery. And then through the desert. And then when it coming into the position to call to Hashem, Il Hashem Elai, they came. And then with Zimri ben Salu, Zimri was the president of the tribe of Shimon. He went to sleep with the Midianite. Who killed him? Levi. So they showing you that the Torah megina u'metzila. The Torah is protect us and save us. A person need to know. They start in the same point, Shimon and Levi. The same bracha they got. What happened? After 300 years, Shimon, the tribe that the president of Shimon does something, who kill him is Levi. That show you that the Torah can change the person's destiny. If a person takes his strength and he uses it on Torah and mitzvot, he becomes to be a different person. And that's exactly what this parsha is trying to tell us. When a person looks at the Torah and learning the Torah and walking in the path of the Torah, his achievement in life change. Why? He doesn't fall to the level of this body. He doesn't fall to the level of this universe. It's very easy to fall to this level. We have a body of animal. We have a soul of angel. We are imitated animal in three different ways, eating, producing, and exiting. And we are imitated an angel in a three different ways. We are standing upright, we cut words, and we speak the holy, we think. We speak the holy language and we think. That's three things that we are doing like an angel. Either we are behaving like an animal, or either we start to behave like an angel. But because we have an animal body, we call it human being. We are still boundary in this body. So, they're asking, how come that the Jew, with all the glory that God gave them in the desert, they're still coming into the point of challenging God? With all this sin in the desert, we learn that from the Kohen Gadol. We look in the Kohen Gadol. We see they give him two goats in Yom Kippurim. One goat going to Hashem, one goat going to hell. They ask him, which one is going to which? He said, I don't know. They look the same. They make in a lottery. Let God decide. Whoever said Vaya Olam, let him decide. Even that the high priest is the highest level in the concept in this universe, he still doesn't know. And this is the two options of a Jewish life to live by. One of them going to sacrifice to Hashem, all burned to Hashem, and the other one, he thinks he ran away. He said, poor guy, look at him, he sacrificed himself to Hashem. And he thinks he ran away, what they do to him? They throw him out from the cliff. We are constantly are the scapegoat. If we are not doing Kiddush Hashem, we ending up in the different places. We constantly going to pay for that. Either we paying, like Rabbi Akiva, that they've been caught on Divrei Torah, or even we are paying by being caught on something else. So, the differences between Parashat Va'etchanan and Parashat Ekev, that we think Va'etchanan, Moshe Rabbeinu begging to Hashem, because we have no zchut, no reward, no merit to ask for anything. We look now in this parasha, and we see that everything have action and reaction. Everything have action and reaction. If we do something, respond this way. If we do something, respond this way. What does that mean? Are we supposed to beg Hashem? Are we supposed to watch on what we're doing? Are whatever we get in because we deserve, we did for that, but God tell us, not because that you are tzaddikim, I gave you the land? Or We get in because the wickedness of the other nation. What exactly is going on here? So, we're thinking that Sachar Mitzvah, Mitzvah. The reward of the Mitzvah is another Mitzvah. So why God telling us that He's going to give us all this wealth, all these children, all this life, all this harvest, all this vineyard, everything He's going to give us if we're going to follow? The reality is, that the universe behaves in a certain way. We are constantly tempting to follow the universe. The universe has a gravitation. We are constantly falling. Everything that falling gets onto the ground. The Jewish soul, God wants us to be like a candle. He wants us to rise up. He wants us to be a light to the universe. A light cannot go down. A light needs to step his 2 feet on the ground with his head in the sky. Look up to Hashem all the time. Like Yaakov had the dream, the stepladder standing on the ground with the head in the sky. That's the way a Jew is supposed to live. He's supposed to be on the ground. But nevertheless, his mind needs to be in the sky. We need to show to the universe godliness. That's what we chose by Hashem to do in this universe. And how do we do that? By constantly know that if I am talking now, I'm not talking to you. Even that you're all sitting here, even the people watching, I'm still talking to Hashem. The consciousness that today we understand that everything has been recorded. Ein shora va'al vozen shoma, the eye see and the ear listening of the universe. Until the time of the cameras, of video camera everywhere, we did not understand that. Suddenly everywhere you go and they record you. Everywhere you go and it's a camera there. We're more alert and aware that really this is not this camera. Hashem is watching and everything that we do, and a person needs to know when he is talking. He needs to know that he is talking to Hashem. I got a phone call from somebody today and he was talking to me about the situation. And he was speaking very harshly. I don't want to regret what I did. I said, can you look up to Shamayim and you said the same word that you told me a minute ago on the phone? Look up to Hashem. You think that you're talking to me? Look up to Hashem and say the same word. Can you say that? He said, I cannot repeat it. I said, I thank you for that. I said, everything that a person going through a lifetime is like a person going in the supermarket and he pick up item from the shelf. Before he leave, he have a cash register that write everything that the person does. And everything you're going to pay, everything you said, everything you do, it's all countable. So when a person speaks to another person, he needs to have a consciousness that it's not another person. He doesn't speak to his wife. He doesn't speak to the rabbi. He doesn't speak to his friend. He doesn't speak to the taxi driver. He's speaking to Hashem. Every messenger, everything that comes to you, this is the mitzvah that they put in the front of you. And if you are not aware that the universe is alive around you, today we can understand. We're looking at the wood. We're looking at the stone. We understand that it's all an atom, and the atom have neutron and proton, and they're all the same combination, just different amount of proton and neutron. And all of them moving in a high speed. Yeah, they have a different kind of texture and different consistency, but they are all emptiness. In the atom himself, it's all emptiness. The same thing the universe. If God going to take and break up, collapse all the atom in the universe, we're going to be able to put this entire universe in less than the tennis ball. It's all emptiness. It's nothing. What keeping this universe going is the spinning of the atom into himself. And that's the strength that God put in this universe. What we're looking around us, it's all illusion. But the reality is that we need to create godliness in this illusion. Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Arafel, he went to the smoke. God is in the smoke. God is in the confusion. We have a job to take and to separate the klipa, the shell, from the reality. How do we do Kiddush Hashem? How do we speak to the person next to us that he's going to see godliness in the universe? And a person, if he pass on a mitzvah, and he pass on a situation, that he discuss with somebody, he face a challenge, in business, not in business, with his wife, with a neighbor, with a friend, whatever is that. If he doesn't understand that he's talking to Hashem, he already lost his concept in life. A person needs to have a reality that whatever he's facing is only God. And if you leave any mitzvah behind, when a person understands that he needs to follow the law and the decree of Hashem, he's not going to leave any mitzvah. And when he tells you that he's going to give us and all the land going to do and this going to prosper and this going to happen, that means in the level that we're supposed to sustain, is no defaulter. It's like you get a position and you're going to be the CEO of this company, you're going to get the benefits and you're going to get the stock and you're going to get the share and you're going to get vacation, you're going to get all the benefits, they're all coming with that. But he tells you, be careful, keep your position, keep your job right. You need to do your job. Don't take the chair and go play tennis, like most of the politicians does. They have a lot of promises. When it's coming to the reality to face, is nobody there to deliver. The reality that the person needs to know, that is not only that we have the schar mitzvah, that the reward of the mitzvah is another mitzvah, that we're going to be able to survive in this universe, to do all this mitzvah. And where is the weakness of the human being of the generation is? The weakness of the human being is that the most of the people think that they did it. We did it. Kochi ve'otzem yadi is my strength, they did whatever we did. It's my strength that I be able to accomplish that. And if a person can be able to take me out from the universe, you're going to see that it's only God exists. If God exists, I am not exist. And if I am exist, God does not exist. The reality to be able to see God in the universe, that I understand that I am not exist. Because if God is exist, I have no reality. Whatever I have is belong to Hashem. The money, the gold, the jewelry, it's all belong to Hashem. He just give us to be able to utilize it and to use it in this lifetime. And if we're going to do good with that, like he's telling us, if you're going to keep the Shemitah, God's going to give you the land to use it for another 6 years. You are not going to keep the Shemitah. I let you, you basically just borrow the land. He let you use the land. He borrowed this to us for 6 years. Then we're coming back to him. The land going back. The same thing and everything else. Nothing is belong to us. The land have a potential to give all this wealth to the people if they keep the laws.
Nothing belongs
to us, then how can
we be accountable?
Beautiful.
When we go back at the end,
beautiful. You know, you're taking, we are here in the, we have a trader here with computer. They give them computer, table, telephone. They give them some fun, and they let them manage that. The computer does not belong to them. The stock is not belong to them. The chair, the phone, nothing belong to them. Even the money that they trade is not belong to them. But they're going to be accountable if they're going to make money or lose money. If they're going to make money, they're going to be able to get percentage of the money. The place get percentage, they get percentage. If they're going to lose money, they're going to owe the money that they lost. That means...
It's not their money though, so they don't have to pay. The other guy is going to lose money.
Sure they have to pay.
If they, someone else's money.
I understand.
But you're using the equipment.
You're using the money of somebody else. Your share of the profit when you make money. And if you lose money, that's the reason you have a risk management. If a person doesn't know, if today you're making $10, And tomorrow you're losing $10, you're worth nothing. You make money, but imagine that if you lose $10, and the day after you lose another $10, you're going to lose your job too. They have you here as long as you can produce. The same thing Hashem. Hashem, even if you lose, He let you survive in this universe. That you make next year going to make it back. He give you another credit line. It's not like this place, that if you lose, they give you a budget. If you lose a certain percent of the budget, you lost your position. They're not going to let you. You are a high risk. Hashem willing to risk Himself to you. Even if you are losing for many years, He's waiting for you to come back. Why? Because you can make this money in 1 second. You can make it back if you utilize your life and your strength in the right way.
Yeah, the analogy that some traders are trading on risk, but Charlie, like sometimes that, you know, you're just like a bookie. Basically, you're taking other people's trades. You're earning whether you.
So you earn. So you earn a salary. We are not talking about that. We're talking about people that they are a trader. They are doing their own decision.
With their own money.
No.
Commission.
They work on commission.
But commission you get if you win or you if the stock goes up or down, you still get commission.
No, you don't.
Because a trade, you get commission on the trade.
This is the place make commission on the pledge, not you. You make commission if you make money. They make commission. Okay, I will.
Percentage, not a commission.
They call it percentage. Okay, not a commission, percentage. Okay, so let's continue. That the person, God give us life, and He said, "Anochi noten lifnechem hayom et ha'chaim ve'et ha'tov et ha'mavit et ha'ra." Give you the life and the good and the dead and the bad. He said, please choose life. Choose the good. People can choose. When they say dead, they don't mean die, die. They say many things called dead. Person that doesn't have a children, he called dead. Person that is the Yetzirah took him, he called dead. The person that is blind called dead. The person is poor called dead. Many people called dead in the Torah. So God tell us, please choose life. Choose the good. Choose to sustain that you're going to be able to influence the universe. God gave you all this so you can reflect it back to the world. Tzedakah, Maaser, Mitzvot, Torah. That's what God gave us. So we're going to be able to be a reflection of His into the universe. And if a person take and generate that, He give us a lot of strength for to be able to affect the universe. The question if we are doing that. Oh, God forbid, we think that we are running the show. Oh, God forbid, person think that the money is his. The person doesn't going to take anything with him. Everything he's going to leave here. Does he know if the person behind him going to do right thing with the money? He's going to use it wisely? King Solomon always said that. Do I know the person going to come behind me is going to be worthy to be able to have this money? All my work, everything that I gave him? And that's the reason a person needs to choose it to teach his children Torah. That's where is the investment supposed to be. To teach him, to educate himself with the Torah. That he know what he's facing. We have three parts of the universe. The universe before you born, in the stomach of your mother, the universe here, and the universe the next lifetime. The time when your mother womb, you learn all the Torah, but you are in complete darkness. You come into this lifetime, yes, you have day and night, it's half and half. When you go into the next lifetime, it's all light. It's everything is light of Hashem. It's nothing else. We are here building our neshama, our tzelem, the reflection. We cannot touch the neshama. We're building the tzelem. The tzelem is like a shape that we have a circle with lights. That every day that we correct the day, we get in, we earn the light for our tzelem. And according to the strength of your tzelem, how much you be able to reflect godliness in the universe, this is the reward that you get in for the next lifetime. God challenges us on effort. We get paid for effort. How much effort you put, how much you tolerate your wife, how much you tolerate the people, how much you tolerate the learning, how much you tolerate the neighbor, how much you tolerate everybody. God paying us on effort. It's worth it to put a lot of effort to a person that specially needs a special attention. Why? That's what we get paid for. And if a person does that, his reward is great in this lifetime and in the next lifetime.
There's a question?
Please.
It's not exactly what all we were talking about, but Moshe talks about like they're coming into Israel, and he says that, you know, I made this land for you, you know, go and shaftem ba and everything. But if it was so, if it's such a great land, and God made it for the Jewish people, then how come He made like other people live there first?
Good question. So, we have a land. The land belonged to Hashem. He won. They tell us that the Torah is supposed to start from Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. It's Yat Mitzrayim, this month to do there with the mitzvah of the beginning of the month. The Birkat Alevana. We make the blessing of the Rosh Chodesh. We have the newness. We are, the strength of the Jew is the renewal, that they got the strength to renew themselves through the Torah. But it starts from Bereshit. Why? Koach ma'asav igid la'amo. La'anchil la'em la'chalat go'em. The strength of himself he tell to his nation. So he's going to be able to inherit to them the land of the go'em, of the others. They say, why to tell to his people? Why not to tell to the goyim the strength of God? We know his strength. Tell that to the goyim, that they will know his strength. So the Chazal answered that. They said, if you're going to believe, everybody else will believe. If you are not going to believe, nobody else is going to believe. You need to believe that God is the mighty God that gives you the strength. So he gave it to the goyim. He wanted to take it from them, he take it from them. That means if you take and you utilize the land have a lot of light. And the light of the land is that this light is there all the time. The question is, when we know that we have a great light, the light that we have, everybody come to take. When a person is a rich man and he have a lot of money to give, many people are coming next to him to be able to take some of the money. Many people running after him to take some of the money. So they're telling us, the land have a lot of light. And the light that we have in the land, everybody want to take. He said, to take this land, when they're going to come to take the land, they are not going to be able to fertilize the land in a full capacity. They're only going to be able to take the barely minimum. Like the computer run on a safe mode. 2,000 years, everybody want to sit on the land. Nobody can. Read what the historian write. Dryness, sickness, death, this, nothing grow. Suddenly the Jew coming into the land after 2,000 years, they fertilize the land, the desert, grow fruit, trees, beautiful things. How it's possible? 2,000 years, every empire want to sit there? Reality. The border between us and the Arab, they call it the green line. Why? Because the Jew living here is green. Behind the border is desert.
You're saying when the goyim were there before, when they came out of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, and they were going to Israel, when the goyim were there, it wasn't so ay ay ay, as they say. It was like
it was okay.
It wasn't great. It wasn't so
right.
Well, when we got in there,
so to be able to.
I thought it was flourishing when they were there with the grapes and everything.
I had grapes.
Big grapes.
Baruch Hashem, they had the big grapes, and the land was flourishing, but it's nothing compared to what the land can give.
It's relative.
It's relative. 100%. So, we are the children of God. In Yom HaKippurim, we say, Im Kabanim, Im Kabadim. Either like a children, or either like a slave. If we are deserved, we get it as a children. If not, we take it as a slave. God never separate himself from the Jewish nation. That's the covenant between God and the fathers. that he always going to be there. He said, you are my children and I'm your father, and I never gave you any divorce paper, and I never separated from you. And if you went to exile, the Shekhinah went with you. I'm always there with you. Even that you think that I left, I never left. That's exactly what the challenge of Egypt. They thought that God left them. God never leave. He is always with the Jewish people. Even if it looked like that he's not, he is always there to protect them. If a person looks very closely on everything that happened in his lifetime, is miracle after miracle after miracle. And everything that he does. And regardless, that from the day that God knows us, we've been like rebellions. Mamrim ha'item b'fnei Hashem. That you are constantly rebellions in the face of Hashem. What does that mean? That means that we are constantly challenged our capacity to be able to deliver. We challenge Hashem if He is with us. Why? Because we are still stiff-necked people. We still think that maybe God is not with us. Maybe we could be like the rest of the goyim. Maybe the universe behaves like this because I'm making it. We constantly forget that God exists.
God wasn't always with them when they were in Egypt and they threw Pharaoh, threw the firstborn into the river.
He's always...
Moshe was saved, but all those other kids, they got...
Okay. You're missing some information. We are not going to go back to Paro now, but I'm just going to answer you in a very short part. We went down to Egypt for one reason, to cleanse the universe. All the people that was born from the time that the Jewish, that Yosef died, until Moshe born. Moshe is Noach. All the generation from the time of Adam until Noach, they all need to go to the cleansing machine. They all need to go to Egypt. So they born and they died in Egypt. That was the purpose. Do you understand that? Good. I don't, but I obviously God have His own purpose for to be able to cleanse the soul, for to be able to bring them to the Kura Barzel, to get them down into Egypt, so they're going to be able to rise up to the highest level. So the same thing here, the Jewish people been meant to be a nation in Egypt, in the most impure place, but when they rise from that, they do not want to go there ever again. That means, Hannah said it in her prayer, "Al tir'ini o yafti ki nafalti kamti." Don't look at me, my enemy, that I fell. Ki yeshev b'choshech Hashem ori orli. He said, "I'm sitting in a dark here. Because I'm sitting in a dark, I went so low that in this darkness only the light of Hashem could be here." When they've been in such a darkness, they saw godliness everywhere. And that's exactly what the Jew need to see. Need to understand that all the physical world is all dark. And he need to find God in this universe. And if we do not see God in this universe, we are in a big trouble. So Bezrat Hashem, that we all going to be able to pick up on every mitzvah. Parashat Ekev, to be able to sustain every mitzvah, not to let any mitzvah pass by us without to be able to grab the spark of that. If a person have a desire to eat a fruit, he need to know that he is going to come after 120 years and he's going to pay because he did not took this fruit to make a bracha. That he have the strength to be able to elevate the spark in this fruit to the Kedusha. We need to do it with every little thing around us. The universe is not sleeping. The universe is in a move all the time. That's the reason we've been called a wandering Jew. We constantly on a move. Everything around us need to be moving. We need to see godliness in everything. If we're going to do that, we're going to be able to sustain this universe in the right way, to be able to go into the land, to be able to see the Binyan Bet HaMikdash, Shuvayad Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Mera, Bi'amenu, Amen. Thank you everybody for coming. Thank you everybody for watching.